Bibles to Ephesians this morning, the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read just one verse for our text today on this Father's Day. Ephesians chapter 4, look down at verse 6. One Father, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. One God, and Father of all. You know, God made everybody. But God is the spiritual father of only those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to talk about God our Father today with you for a few minutes. Today's been set aside as Father's Day. Our country recognizes this is a special day for fathers, a day to recognize them. Sadly, the state of fatherhood in many places is very poor. We send some demonstration of that recently all over TV, haven't we? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 19.7 million children, more than one in four, live without a father in the home. Consequently, there's a father factor in nearly all social ills facing America today. It is an awful problem. The father problem. God designed the family with a father and a mother and children living together. God's idea of a family is seen in the book of Colossians. Turn in Colossians in your Bible to Colossians chapter 3. I want you to follow along with me this morning in Colossians. It's right close to Ephesians where we were just at. Because here God gives us an outline of the family. The family is important to God. God designed the family from the very beginning, when God had Adam and Eve to be man and woman, and then after they become man and wife, they begin to have children, forming the first family. Colossians 3, look at verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Here's a recent breakdown of children without a father in the home. Among black people, 72.3% have no fathers of the children. Among the American Indians, 65.8% have no fathers. Among whites, 35.7% have no fathers. Among Asians, 16.9% have no fathers. That's how it breaks down. Children need a man figure in the home. I've thought about that a lot since I've been grown. How important it was for us children to have a mom and dad. I was blessed. I was blessed. It affects you when you don't. It affects you psychologically. A man is different from a woman, and God made us this way. It was God said for man to be the head of the house. It wasn't a man that said that. It was God. God's going to judge every home by that standard. Man is responsible for the family. Children respect authority from a male figure, and they need it. Faye's often talked about when she was teaching school that when she got in problems with children, a man figure coming there, they'd straighten up. Children respect authority. The high criminal element in our country today is partly the result of broken homes. That's a lot of our problem today. Let's remember God is the father of this universe because he's the one that made it. God is the father of every star, and he knows the name and number of the stars. God is the father of all that swims in the waters and that flies through the skies. God is the father of all creatures and animals that roam the earth. God is the father of all mankind in that he is their creator. God is the father of the hills and all that lies underneath them. I had a preacher friend, he said, God is the father of all the hills and all the taters under them. Amen. God is God and there's none other, the Holy Scripture says. There is a God. And the Bible says, if you seek me, you'll find me. Amen. You can know God. Yes, sir. Psalm 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Just think about God just spoke. Folks, this is awesome. God just spoke. I wish I could speak and keep you awake. Amen. But God spoke and made the universe, folks, and everything in it. God, he's an awesome God, folks. And we got to face him. We're going to get to see him. You can't get out of it. And everybody else. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He's awesome, folks. But he's also wonderful. Revelation 4:7. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for you have created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. God made everything for his good pleasure. Psalm 33:6, by the word of the Lord they were all made. He made it for his pleasure. This is God's world, and he has made it to be inhabited. And he has a glorious plan for all who will heed his voice. I told y'all last Sunday, I wanted y'all to read Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'm not going to embarrass anybody about who read it and who didn't. But if you didn't read it, read Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the first few verses, God tells Israel, oh, how I'm going to bless you, how I am going to bless you if you just hear my voice. And then a few verses down, he says, now here's what's going to happen if you don't listen to my word. And you can read the rest of that, and then just go back and look at Israel's history, and they didn't listen to God, and look what happened to them. And look what's going to happen to them. I'm going to tell y'all something, folks, not because I'm a know-it-all, but this Bible is true. If you live by this Bible, you'll be blessed, but if you ignore it, you're going to pay for it. That's just the way it is. God is the God who sees all, knows all, and is keeping a record of every life, for the day of accountability is coming for all of us. And so, fathers everywhere, irresponsible, your day is coming. God is maker and creator of this world and all in it, and today's father should learn some valuable lessons from God because they're in the Word of God. First of all, I'm going to just talk about a few things, three or four or five, about God. And this should be like we are because he's a good example. God is love. God is love. That's who God is. He's love. God is not the most loving thing. No, God is love. He can't love no more because he is love. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth knoweth not God, for God is love. If a person is not a loving person, they don't know God. Well, that's kind of tough, ain't it, Brother Chavis? We're supposed to have love in our heart. How can a father not love and support their children? We see God's love for all mankind in that he sent Jesus to die for the sins of the world. That's how much God loves us. We were lost. We didn't even know we were lost. God wants the best for all of us. Did you know God wants the best for you in his life? He really does. But the best is living by this book. And there's no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. You can go to your job and maybe take shortcuts. But you can't shortcut and serve God. God wants the best. And as fathers, we should love and care for our own. I got the best daughter in the world. If you can't brag on your daughter, I feel sorry for you. I got the best daughter. Amen? Y'all better say amen. Amen. I got the best wife, too. Amen? Y'all bet? Praise the Lord. Look how good God is to all people because he's provided for everybody's needs. He gives you enough oxygen to breathe the next breath. You've ate today, haven't you? You got clothes on. You were able to get to church. God's provided all this, folks. So fathers are responsible for their children and God is holding them accountable to support their children. Secondly, God is a wise God. God is wise. Jude 1:25 says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God is a wise God. Did you know God tells us that you can be wise, I can be wise, if we'll live by his word? You'll be a wise person. You'll be wise to live by the Bible. Wise to be faithful. Be at church on time. Amen. Why didn't throw nothing? Learn to tithe. Learn to tithe. You'll be wise. You'll be wise. Learn to live by faith. Trust God. Yeah, God's wise. Look how wise God is. God is faithful. God is a faithful God. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with all temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. God is a faithful God. You can depend on Him. God is a God that can make a way when there is no way. There weren't no way for me to have a church out here, but God made a way. God had a way. Look how faithful He is. He will provide for our needs if we will only trust Him. What was our Sunday school lesson about today? About a man scared to death. And look how he defeated so many people in an army, they couldn't even number them. And he didn't even have a Glock. Amen. He only had some lanterns, we would call it. No weapons. And all those people were defeated. What a faithful God. What an awesome God we get to serve. I tell you what, it gets me sometimes to think about. I'm serving somebody like this. So great. And He's for me. God is a Father too. That's something else God is. God's a Father. God knows what it is to be a father. You fathers, God knows what it's like to be a father. Psalm 68:5, He's a Father of the fatherless. Isn't that precious? There's a lot of people today don't have a father, but God says, I'll be your father. A judge of widows is God in His holy habitation. What a God. A God that's a Father, folks. And He's a God that loves, faith is faithful. A God that you can depend on and trust in. What an awesome God He is. So good to us, providing for all of our needs that we have. Let's talk about God and the government just a minute. The breakdown of our home is the result of our government's laws that allow for easy divorces. When there was only one ground for divorce given in God's Word, and that is adultery. Matthew 5:32 says, But I say unto you, Jesus said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, and causes her to commit adultery, whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. We have laws now that allow anyone to claim they are a different sex from what God created. Our government has did that too. Easy divorces. Get a divorce for claiming to be a different sex. I forget how many different sexual orientations they are now. 50-something I think it is now they got them up to. God says it's only male and female though. We have a law that allows anyone to kill a baby while it's in its mother's womb. Our government endorses that. That's why one of the problems we got in our country this day, But all these things that's happening in our country. Here's one that makes me sick. We have laws to support unwed mothers with taxpayers' money. That started back in the 60s with Johnson, with the social programs. All these girls get out there and get pregnant, then the government supports them. I don't believe in that. It's making it too easy. We have laws that freeloaders take advantage of and refuse to work. How many people we got just in this county that won't work because the governor's going to send them a check? I don't believe in stuff like this, folks. God don't believe in it either. We're supposed to work if we're able to work. The Bible says, if you don't work, don't eat. That's what he said. He's the one going to judge us. We have too many fathers of children who are not supporting their children. I always talk a little bit about that. I mean, this is a real problem in our country. We're a society gone mad and wildly running after sin, drinking, doping, perversions, all kind of crime going on today. Every week, somebody shot somebody over a woman or over drugs or drinking or something. No time for God. No fear of God. That's another problem we got in our country today. Very few people fear God. I tell you what, you better get to fear of God, because God's going to be a fearful one to stand before. It's going to be a terrorizing day to stand before God without being blood washed. When God, I just didn't feel like it. Get down on your knees. No, you won't. He won't tell you to get down. You'll be down there begging for. There ain't going to be no mercy then. Amen. Every one of us in this room, and everyone in this county, and everyone in this nation, and everyone in this world needs God Almighty, and we need Him desperately. And you can't have Him without Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. There ain't a person in hell today that wouldn't give anything to get out. Yet Father's Day is supposed to honor fatherhood today. We're supposed to be honoring fathers. I honor my father. I had a great dad. I had the best dad. He weren't perfect, but I had a great dad. Dad made me work. I see the value of work. There was no time to, we didn't have days off at my daddy's house. We had neighbors that on Saturday, they went to the movies. We didn't go at the movies unless Gene Autry come on, amen, which was a few times. We worked. The real problem in our country today is a God problem. This is the problem in our country. Y'all listen to me this morning, church. The problem with this country is a God problem. Amen. We forgot about God. Amen. We've left God out of our government. out of our businesses, out of our families. And even worse, he's out of most churches. We left God out of our entertainment. Used to, entertainment was wholesome. You can't find wholesome entertainment hardly anymore. You have to go back on YouTube and find something that was way back yonder. As a nation, our gods have become sports. Pleasure. Entertainment. That's our gods today in this country and in the world. Have you noticed how God has shut them down? They can't even have a baseball game now. They can't have a football game. They can't have a basketball game. They had a horse race yesterday. There weren't nobody at the race but the horse. That's the truth. They had 10 jockeys and 10 horses, and that was all at the race. God shut it down. Sports is not God, folks. There's not a thing in this world wrong with any of what I just mentioned. Used in its right way. But it shouldn't be on Sunday. My dad, when I was growing up, I got a brother who can verify it. Dad would not let us boys leave home on Sunday to go eat and play ball. Wouldn't let us leave home to go play ball on Sunday. We could play in the cow pasture at the house. Couldn't leave home. You know what? Back in them same days, there weren't no stores open either. People weren't shopping. You know what people were doing? People went to church like we are here today. And they'd go outside, they'd stop and they'd talk on the front yard lawn. The families would get together, talk, and so-and-so, they'd go home with them. So-and-so go home with them. People visited one another. You don't do that no more. We're living in a different world. We don't even know our neighbor. I don't. I hardly know my neighbors. Yeah, we've got so many gods, and God has closed them down for a while, hasn't he? Even few Christians today have time for God. Think about that. We don't want the sovereign, holy, righteous God of heaven interfere in our lives too much, do we? But when he saved me, I belong to him. And we wonder why we're having this virus, all this unrest over police and rioting and so much hate being spewed out in the news in the public square. Why are we having all this here in our country? Because we forgot about God. That's what's wrong. And fathers are not being fathers in too many places. Again, it's a God problem. That's the problem. Let me say this today. The white man, the red man, the black man, the yellow man, the brown man, we're all going to stand before our Creator one day at the judgment, and each one is going to answer to our Lord as to how they lived their life in this world and how they treated each other. God had a purpose for allowing different skin colors, folks. Ethnic groups of people. All I can say is we better learn to treat each other with respect and share the gospel with all we can. Sin has ruined our human. Every human and every human needs Jesus Christ. No one can help who they are as far as being born and where they are born, but God loves everybody, and we're told to love our neighbor. Some of the best people I ever knew were our neighbors, an Indian family. I'd have been glad to call Mr. Galloway my dad. That's how much I love Mr. Galloway Hunt. They were dear people. They'd come across that ditch bank to Mama's sometime to borrow some flour or some sugar, or they'd send me over there to their house to get something from them. Sometime Miss Ron Lee would give me a big piece of cake or something. We had good neighbors. They'd come over to our house and they'd just chat. Mama and Miss Ron Lee would quilt together. It was wonderful, Brother Chavers. Oh, for those days like that again in our country, when people appreciated one another. I'm sorry, but I can't help. I'll be glad to see Mr. Galloway. Mr. Galloway, he didn't get saved but 6 months before he passed away. Oh, we were always after him. Mr. Galloway, you need to get saved. He finally got saved about 6 months before he passed away. Oh, he was going to church all the time. We need to love our neighbors, folks. Matthew 19:19, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love our neighbors. What has happened to our country? We've dismissed the word of God. And we believed in the lie of evolution as a nation. It's in our schoolhouses. It's in our colleges, universities. This lie that everything evolved and there ain't no God. Folks, the devil's a liar. Y'all better not believe that lie. There is a God. I know him. Tell you what, he changed my life. I just can't praise him enough. These problems are not going away that we got. I hate to have to tell you this, church. They're not going to go away unless we go as a nation get out and repent of our sin. They're not going away, and man cannot solve them unless there is repentance of our sin and return to serving the living God through Jesus Christ. My personal opinion is we're standing on the verge of the end of this age and the rapture of the church. Amen. But before that can take place, I don't know how much we're going to go through. But it may be very difficult. Acts 17:30 says, at the time, this time of ignorance, God winked at. Boy, we're such ignorant people. We know so much and we're as dumb as a donkey. Amen. Acts 17:30, this time of ignorance God winked at, but now he commanded all men everywhere to repent. Amen. That means you're going the wrong way. You need to turn back to God. We need to look at the cross where the Savior died for the sins of the world. I want you to stop in your mind. Look at that cross. Look at the one hanging on the cross. He was hanging there for you. He was dying there for me and you. Because that was our only remedy. It was only our only hope. There ain't no other way. Because God is a holy God. And we're sinful creatures. But God's love was so great, he was willing to let his son pay that price. Boy, if we get to heaven, I'm going to have me a fit. Amen. 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 I'm going to look up Mr. Galloway, Miss Romley, and a lot of others. We're going to be together. We're going to be together forever, Father. I hope all y'all going to be there. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the Savior. And he's saving anyone that wants to be saved. It's free. The problem in our country, part of it is the fathers have not been the fathers they ought to be to their families. That's one of the problems. But you fathers that's here today, I love y'all. We've got some great men here. I appreciate you. Let's love together, work together, serve together. Look for the coming of the Lord together, because he's coming. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for you letting me one more time, Lord. Lord, I look forward every day to this time, and it goes so quick. Lord, let your word just go into every heart and every life and let them think about it, Lord. There's nothing so important as serving the Lord, loving the Lord, being faithful to the Lord, enjoying the Lord. Bless them, Lord. Use us, Lord. Lord, we're little. Lord, we're little, but we your people, Lord. Help us to help people, Lord. Bless Miss Mindy, Lord, we went to see this week. You know that situation, Lord. And Miss, all these in our sick list, salvation box, so many shut-in people, so many needs, Lord. Lord, we're just so helpless. We just need you so much, Lord. Remember your mercy. We pray in our Savior's name. Amen and amen. Lord, speak to hearts. Maybe this morning you want to come to the altar and praise God for your dad. Maybe as a dad you want to come and ask the Lord to help you to be a better dad.